day is it?
Wednesday!
It's not Wednesday!
Oh, yes, it is.
Isn't today Wednesday?
Indeed.
Okay, can we all agree now?
Today is Wednesday.
We made it to Wednesday.
Happy hump day.
Happy hump day to you.
Get over that hump.
What? Well, speak about a hump.
Of course, you know where the phrase hump day comes from, don't you?
Yeah, no.
It's hump day. It's showtime.
Okay, this is all we got.
WQKX.
Humpty. Sunbury. I hate that expression, number one. It's stupid. That's all our production team can come up with.
I know.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Well, we're off to a rough start. I don't want to call today hump day. I don't like that expression. And then that stupid commercial we used to see on TV with the camel. Hey, Dave, what day is it or whatever? Oh, stop it. And here's something logical to think of. What if you work on the weekend? Today is an hump day.
So, Tom, what do you call it?
I don't know. If we don't have any way to open the show, I'm gonna have a Zoom meeting with our production team today.
A three-hour Zoom.
Come on, guys. You obviously were looking through the list because you were rambling on National Almond Day. I didn't know that until I thought I heard you say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you said something about...
Oh, it was something about do a favor for a grouch day.
Yeah, I guess you could do me a favor today.
How may I be of service?
I've been called worse. I don't think I'm grouchy. I think I'm real. I keep life at a real level. I got that from my dad.
My dad
would say, stop it, you're an idiot. He'd be like, well, okay, I guess I'll stop.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. You remind me of somebody who should be in the movie Grumpier Old Men, but in a good way, because you're hilariously sarcastic. So,
well, there is that. And I don't think sarcasm is a good thing sometimes, but I'm sorry. It's in my blood. Hundreds of years of my family. They came over from Ireland saying stupid things, and they got in bar fights. And now one of them is a radio announcer.
Yeah. Beer blood in us, and whiskey, and then they also put the sarcasm bone in us, so this is how it works.
Maybe it comes from the beer and whiskey. We don't know. Oh, well. So we'll come up with a name coming off yesterday's hopelessly single day or whatever. By the way,
halfway there. There we go. We'll put some Bon Jovi in there.
Oh, God. Every Wednesday's Bon Jovi day. That would be funny. Anyway, how did yesterday go, single lady? You're all good? You ready for the wedding fair this Sunday?
Yeah, we went to Glam's Bridal, and
all
the girls, KX girls, got all gussied up and tried on a bunch of amazing dresses, which
gussied
you'll be able to see.
Up. There's a phrase I haven't heard in a while. Did you bring that from 7 points, gussied up?
Uh-huh.
Out there, you get gussied up there?
So yeah, you're all square dancing.
Me, on the other hand, I have no idea what I'm wearing because no one talks to me, maybe because I'm a grumpy old man. So I happened to stop somebody in the hall yesterday. I'm like, hey, what are the dudes wearing to this wedding fair?
Yeah,
you see what you're wearing today? Yeah, don't wear that. I was like, okay.
Yeah, you can't wear a soccer uniform.
It's not a soccer uniform. I just like my Under Armour.
I think a suit will suffice.
And I think you got through yesterday okay. Did you make another pork chop when you got home?
I did not, actually.
I didn't see a picture of your food. Did you skip dinner or what?
I actually did. I just realized that. I didn't eat dinner.
All right, we got a break coming up if you want to run to the kitchen.
Yeah, Karina's going to pass out here now.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning. 94.1 WQKX.
Hi, I'm Tad Covington of the New York Times Wordle Division. We'd like to officially apologize for the Wordle glitch earlier this week.
Oh?
Apps are new to us. They're as foreign to us as newspapers to a young person.
Well, what's Wordle?
But we realize if you're a Wordle nerdle, this glitch affected your Squirtle, as well as the hordles of Wordle nerdles.
What?
Now, we've jumped through hurdles to make sure this transition of Wordle was smooth. This whole thing has been one big Wordle turtle, and we apologize.
The Hallmark
responsible has been removed and is back on the Daily Jumble.
All right, so Wordle is back up after yesterday's glitch. Karina, I didn't even know there was a glitch. I don't even care.
I don't even know what Wordle is to know
now,
that there was a glitch.
No, you're hipper than me. You have to at least know what it is.
All I know is I keep seeing random posts with green and yellow graphics or something, and then it looks like they're dividing numbers. That's all I know. And I'm just like, they're proud of it, too. They don't put anything else with it. They're just like, Wordle something. And it's always like a couple words after that.
All right. The first time I heard about it, I thought, oh, another thing for 40-year-old men who live in their mom's basement to do, right? But then I found out everybody was doing it. Our own business manager, Tina, was into it. And she's talking about work. I'm like, Tina, are you okay?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, this is really cool. And then our buddy Seth Myers, you know, he said dry January would be for all you people playing Wordle. I was like, okay. Had nothing to do with alcohol. I don't know. I don't judge. I don't make fun of it. But God forbid there was a glitch yesterday in the system and all the Wordle freaks went crazy. Look, I'm a little worried more about my bank account if there's a glitch, okay?
Maybe we need to put that on the Facebook page. You can call and explain what the hell Wordle is.
That and say, can you do it? I don't even know. WQKN. If nobody does it in Central PA, is it like if a tree falls in the woods? Does it make a sound?
It didn't happen.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Drunk people in airports. Why do we have to get drunk in the airport? Is it to soothe our nerves
probably,
for our fear of flying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Or maybe they just want to go viral.
Yeah, but some drunk people in airports have their own story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's their policy. You just can't be that intoxicated when you're flying a plane, okay?
I'm not that intoxicated.
No, you're very intoxicated. You're riding your motorized suitcase.
Maybe somebody should have never made that thing.
Some say she was acting stupid. We say...
And there it is.
94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say... And there it is.
All right. We've all seen drunk people in the airport. But this story, a drunk lady gets pulled over by a cop on a bicycle in an airport.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's their policy. You just can't be that intoxicated when you're flying a plane, okay?
I'm not that intoxicated.
Okay, Chelsea. Just go to the terminal.
Can't even say the word.
Goes fast. I think I'm faster, but a bike pursuing a suitcase.
Go, Challenger!
It's going to be crazy. Chelsea, I'll race you.
I'm going to
Chelsea, look at me.
She's going to lose. Chelsea. Karina, don't worry about it. She's going to lose in the end. Oh!
That had her.
Stop spitting. Do not spit.
Oh, now she's spitting.
Do not.
Okay, you have a slow speed chase in an airport, you're drunk, with a cop on a bicycle, and then he finally catches up because you fall off the suitcase, and then you spit on him.
And then when he's... I mean, you got people getting duct taped to seats in an airplane, now she's getting duct taped to her suitcase.
And?
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
I truly believe that for everything that's invented, like a motorized suitcase, there's something stupid to do on it.
How many miles an hour do those suckers go?
Evidently not fast enough.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
I don't know if you've seen our TikTok yet, ladies and gentlemen, but Sam Tyler, Karina, and I did a TikTok yesterday for Try It Tuesday.
I got hazed.
You called it a hazing incident? Because you're the newest
Let's
member of the show.
Let's get the new girl in a TikTok.
I just called it, let's see if the old guy could break a hip.
Either way, it was a two-for-one tragedy.
It certainly was. Let us know what you think, and we'll talk about it coming up.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
All right, so TikTok happened to Tom yesterday. TikTok happened to Karina yesterday. TikTok was orchestrated by you, one of you listeners, Ryan Straub. And
not naming any name.
If you watch Sam Tyler's TikTok stream is amazing. She's done some amazing things. So for Try It Tuesday yesterday, we tried it.
And we ruined it. No,
I don't know, is ruin the word I'm looking for, or was it just we get into it and we didn't do it well?
Well, you kind of look like you're having a stroke.
Well, thanks a lot.
And I just kind of look like I don't know. I was mopping the floor.
Oh, you look like you were curling.
I don't even know. Like, it was, yeah. I was too busy concentrating on the instructions we got 2 seconds before, trying to memorize it all.
That's exactly it. Do we have a few days to practice? No, we had about 5 minutes.
And the video is only like 5 seconds long.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness. We didn't want to torture the listeners anymore. Yeah. But so there we are doing the Jeremiah song. But again, on TikTok, everything, did it sound like this? No.
No, they speed it up like chipmunks.
And then you have to go a little bit faster, and it's only about 15 seconds, like he said. And it was just, people, feel free to watch it and comment, okay? Because I'm not going to get insulted. If you say, who's the old guy who's breaking a hip, I'll be all right with it. I don't think I was having a stroke. I think you're winning a little heavy on me. You know what I mean? But I didn't look like I belonged there.
Yeah, but I thought we were doing Michael Jackson. Oh, no, we'll work up to that. And I'm like,
okay. We're going to work up to Thriller? Is that what we have to look forward to for Halloween? If you, the sponsors of SBC Media, would like to pay a small amount to come in on the morning show on a Try It Tuesday and have Tom and Karina try something, that'd be a hell of a lot better than us doing TikToks.
Yeah. Yes, but you can check it out for a good laugh this morning. Hit our Facebook page.
A up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Some interesting pieces of viral comedy. One would be, like, you had an older sister, you said?
Yes, she's 4 years older.
All right, Karina has an older sister. Can we say her name?
Melanie.
Okay, did Melanie ever try to teach you some rules about being a little sister, and you're like, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. Rolling. She told me vanilla tastes exactly like vanilla. The extract.
No, you did not fall for that trick.
Oh, I did. And the lemon. The little lemon that you put in with the lemon juice, and it tastes just like... Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Oh, Melanie, you bad girl.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
I never did anything like that to my little...
Yeah, you liar. You did. You know you did.
I wonder if my little brother is listening right now. Best songs on the radio. Anyway, viral comedy coming up. A big brother teaching a little brother what he's allowed to do while sharing an ice cream.
Okay. It's Morgan in the Morning.
And Penn State fans, Seven Nation, done quite differently.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Yeah, you gotta listen to him now because you're too busy in the morning. That's why we do it. So you did have a sister. Did she ever do the ice cream thing like Karina? I need to teach you how to eat an ice cream. Now watch me. And pretty soon the ice cream's half gone, right?
No, like I said, she was more, this vanilla extract. Smell it. Oh it smells great.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah, take a good chug.
Yeah. Anyway, here's two little brothers trying to do.
Yeah, the two bites.
I get two bites, you get two bites. My turn. My turn. You get two bites.
My turn. Two bites.
You get two bites, okay?
Are they relatives or anything?
What? No.
Hey, Bubba's turn.
Bubba's turn.
Yeah.
My turn.
It's Bubba's turn, but he don't want to hand it over to Bubba. Mom's even intervening there. Isn't that adorable?
It is. Well, it's teaching them sharing. Yeah, but we were good sharers. My sister just sabotaged me a lot.
Yeah, two for me, one for you. Watch very carefully. I'm going to double up your lesson. Four for me, one for you.
She thought she was a magician.
Unbelievable. Check it out later. It's a cute video. Those kids got that real nice accent.
Well, you know, they do. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, bless their heart. I done told you I'm fixing to do something.
And if you love going to a Penn State game.
Yeah. Well, I really love when they take these little mashups of, like, simple things around the house and make some really cool music. And this involved two toothbrushes, two credit card machines, two typewriters, and one steam iron.
Now you know why I'm referencing Penn State. Where they do this at a Penn State game, the stadium rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know about doing it with electric toothbrushes.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Credit card machines. I just have those on hand all the time, too.
Maybe there's one in your garage. You
I
don't
guess.
Know, right? Yeah.
So typewriters, what are those?
What is a typewriter? Seven Nation Army done on electric appliances.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
The guy that's playing the guitar, and oh wait, he quit the band by then, but it is Duran Duran.
But anyway.
Andy Taylor is celebrating his 61st birthday.
Ah, okay.
Mm. Ooh, 61, that's close to our age.
Yeah.
You think he's still hungry like the wolf? There's the joke.
I don't know.
Yay! Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Perfect,
yay!
Ladies.
We're getting better.
Calm down now. We don't need the cheerleading
after. Hey, don't crap on our parade, okay? Okay.
Oh,
stop.
Is that what it is? A parade? God. Anyway.
Could be.
Celebrity birthdays. Your man, Lynn Hall, Jerome Bettis is 50 today.
Jerome Bettis is 50?
He's driving the bus.
The bus.
Did you see the commercial? It wasn't just the Super Bowl commercial where he's actually driving the bus.
No.
Terry Bradshaw's duct taped to the top of the bus.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I did see that one. Yeah. It was duct taped. Yeah, that's funny.
Love Jerome Bettis. That loud man, louder than you ladies, excited about birthday buddies. John McEnroe is 63.
I saw him doing something too recently on TV. Mm-hmm.
Uncensored.
And he wasn't in the halftime show, but maybe he should have. Ice-T is 64 years old.
He is not 64. Holy crow.
He's amazing.
Okay,
I do like him a lot.
I do, too.
Yeah, he's great.
Makes me want to drink iced tea.
Speaking of guys.
Glad you said iced tea. I was a little confused there in a minute.
You guys are going off the rails again.
It's the usual.
Not even Friday.
Here's another birthday, and speaking of halftime, maybe like last year, but... I love this guy.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah,
good thing there's no camera in here.
Your dance moves right now are... What did I say before? If you were off the rails a couple minutes ago, you're off the charts.
This
right
is
now.
My favorite.
Oh. Okay. Goodness.
It's like a mime right now.
I can play this stuff all day, man. He did the halftime show last year, and I remember one of our staff members said, who is that guy?
Oh.
And I said, you need to listen to the radio more often.
Yeah. Yeah. Read the room.
Yeah. There you go. Exactly.
Happy birthday to the weekend. He is 32 years old today. He's amazing. All right, if you ladies don't mind, we'd like to move it along to the locals. We call them...
Birthday Buddies.
Oh, I like that. Erin Maurer in Laurelton is 33 today.
Amy Robertson Milton is 48. Happy birthday.
Andrew Buck from Liverpool, 73 today.
Angela Klein from Shamokin Dam, 49.
Beth Lewis from Danville is 43.
Bonnie Johnson from Northumberland, 44 today. Happy birthday.
Cindy Raker from Sunbury hits 70 years old today. Wow.
Happy birthday to Corey Milheim in Milton. He's 48.
Denise Lorman is 63 today.
Erica Tobias from Elysburg. She's 39.
Oh, Lord, I hope I'm saying this right. Happy birthday, Jared Walk.
It's probably Wah. Wah. Yeah, it's probably Wah.
Wah. Okay, from Cole Township, 49, and I apologize.
Marchika Treister is 27 today.
McKenna Myers is 22.
Roger Lover from Sunbury is 57.
Roxy school with the Lover. Carl from Mifflinburg is 61 today.
For some reason, I like the name Roxy. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's just cool.
Roxy.
It's
a
cool
name.
And Sarah Shiro from Sealands Grove is 41 today.
Nothing on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
The phone's not ringing.
No, I don't even see it blinking anymore.
There you go.
Is it alive yet?
And on the ringy dingy.
Somebody plug it in. Okay. Also, we have email available and the text club.
Don't forget about that.
Each and every day at this time.
It's Birthday Buddies.
You guys are getting so good at this.
Oh, flattery will get you everywhere.
Yes, money.
Why don't you go out in the kitchen and have yourself a coffee?
Okay.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Got a lot of good news today. We got three stories to squeeze in. I don't know if we could do it in the allotted time, but you know the animal rescues? There's a dog falling through the ice or something like that. We've got a guy rescuing a moose.
Easy, girl. See how deep it is.
With a chainsaw to get the moose out of the ice.
Go,
the moose is on the loose.
My goodness. Good stand by. We've got the good news coming up.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Rescuing a moose. Where do you think that happened?
Wyoming.
Or...
It's got to be Pennsylvania.
No. Maine? Maybe Maine?
Maybe.
No.
Idaho.
Probably Canada.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
Me.
Heard the news. Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
So we love to support local businesses right here in Central PA, and that's basically what this guy did at a Colorado brewery. Not just one brewery, all of them.
All of them?
Basically just spent 18 months hitting every Colorado brewery and brewery tap room in the state. Goal was to support every Colorado brewery as they were coming out of the shutdowns, and so that was the beginning of the quest. Probably did 3,000 beers.
What?
That's crazy when you think about it. You know, it's one heck of a liver, let's just say that.
That's good news right there. I'll tell you what, there's a place in Nashville that has 3,000 beers, and once you get to try all of them and you have a card you swipe,
you get a badge
they
or
put
something?
A plate, you get to design it, and it's on the wall.
Oh, wow.
St. Patrick's Day right around the corner.
Just saying. We all love the animal rescue stories. Mm-hmm. Usually a dog wanders out on a river. That happens a lot. But what happens when it's a moose?
Rescue us a moose.
Easy, girl. See how deep it is.
I'm obviously needed a chainsaw.
There we go, girl. Yeah. Chase her a bit.
Good. Come on, Bullwinkle.
There we go. You can almost stand now.
Yes. Pushing the moose. I don't even know if I want to touch a moose.
They weigh like 10,000 pounds.
Congratulations to Darren Whaley, who actually rescued a moose in Canada. He happened to have the chainsaw because by trade, he was a logger.
Yeah.
So when in need, use it. That's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
At the same time, though, Karina, there's a moose, like, stuck.
Yeah.
Am I going to be that guy that rescues the moose?
No. No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
It's like the gong
now
show.
Wait for it. You always talk before the trumpets. It's like interrupting a priest.
Are you going to throw a tantrum?
No, but I'll tell you what. Before we introduce Karina's Olympic update, do it again! I can hear your fingernails tapping on the counter from here. Stop it! And now, it's time for a 94KX Olympic update with Karina Carr!
You're so official.
I know, thank you.
I am just flabbergasted at Norway, man. I mean, they're just plowing their way. Oh, do you remember any year where you're like, Norway just took it all home? Like,
I gotta honestly say this. You came from Florida. You don't pay attention to the Winter Olympics. Norway wins all the time.
Not like at number one, though. I mean, they're beating, you know, what do we call them? Russia of cheating. So they're at number two. Germany is at three. We went back a notch. We're at four.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. Catch up time, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, what was the girl's name? The figure skater with
all right, let's not talk about that cheater.
The asterisk is now on her name. Let's just put it that way.
Never mind her.
She's just branded.
Here's something that disappointed me. Mm-hmm. I found out the hockey is going to be on, like, happening today. It's at 11:10 tonight. Well, are we going to watch it?
Again. So thank God for DVRs, because we just miss everything.
Yes, we do. Or sometimes NBC gives it to us 24 hours later and we pretend it's happening live.
I think just more experience, and I'm here with a great group of guys, so we've been having a really fun time. And
Alex Hall.
It's so far for me when I'm having a good time and enjoying myself, because that's when I ski best.
And
so.
Nick Gepper.
I think just, yeah, overall.
Went 1-2 in men's freestyle skiing slope style.
Couldn't be more stoked to land the run I did.
He's stoked. Alex and Nick were winners, and two more golds for the United States.
Yeah.
We're creeping back up there. And when the torch goes out, I'm kind of sad. It's a tail wagon Wednesday.
And I have a tail around my feet.
Yeah, there's two ways we know. There's a random cat walking around the studio, and it doesn't belong to Lynn Hall.
Right.
And Jen is standing right next to you.
Good morning. I love this. Bring animals and food to the studio. I'm all about this.
Well, Jen brings the animals.
Yes.
Other people bring the food. Well, she brings food for the animals, right?
There you go.
Yes, yeah, occasionally. Amy's not a fan of treats, though.
Oh, this one's not a fan of treats?
I tried all night. She just wouldn't. No temptation won her over for me.
Really?
Wow.
Well, someone's listening right now that is saying, I'd like a cat, but I'm a real cheapskate and can't afford the treats.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Sold.
And she's cute.
Tail Wagon Wednesday from Great Dane Trailers and Wicked Dog Grill coming up with Jen and Amy.
Digital HD. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
It's a Tail Wagon Wednesday, and Jen from the Danville SPCA is with us. And Karina, I introduced you to Jen. Jen, I introduced you to Karina. Karina had no problems with her introduction with Amy, our tail wagger today. She's a beautiful cat. Tell us about her.
Amy is a 5-year-old sweet lady. Honestly, we're just baffled as to why she still hasn't been adopted. The only thing that's kind of holding her back is that she does need some dental work.
Oh.
So that's just something her home will have to know. But she is so, so sweet. Literally, all she wants to do is be held, snuggled. All last night, she woke me up a couple times just purring and chirping for me to just love all over her all night.
Nose is about 2 centimeters from the microphone right now.
She's cuddling up with Karina of pretty nice here. Do you think Amy here would be okay with other cats in the house?
Or? Yeah, so Amy's actually a resident in our cat condo at the shelter, so she lives in there with all the other cats pretty well. The one cat bullies her, and I was going to bring that cat, and she didn't pass the test. So I brought Amy. She was being bullied.
And now Amy jumped off Karina's shoulder and is on the ledge here. So that's fine. That's fine.
And now laying on my laptop case.
That's fine. Yeah. Make yourself at home, Amy. So if a family has other cats, it'll be okay. Not sure about dogs or...
We aren't sure about dogs, but any cat, honestly, as long as you introduce them slowly, gradually, on their own terms, it could be a couple days to a couple weeks, they should be able to at least coexist with a dog.
Yeah, there you go.
And she just took a big old jump. I love it.
Oh, she's right over here now. As long as she doesn't touch any of the buttons with those cute little paws, I think she'll be okay. Let's just say she's making herself at home.
She is.
So, Jen, she'd make herself at home at anyone's home, right?
Yeah, she's so sweet, and she fit in perfectly. She does hide at first. She gets a little bit intimidated in a new home, but then she comes right out wanting love and affection.
Aww. She's peering over the chair. I gotta say, I picked her right up. She had no problem.
How do we get a hold of you and get Amy in our house?
You just give the shelter a call at 570-275-0340 to set up an appointment. We are open 7 days a week, so we have appointments open 7 days a week as well. We are having a huge adoption promotion to hopefully get all these animals out into a home with their Valentines.
Aww.
And it ends on the 20th, so it's still going for the rest of the week. But all cats are $14 plus tax, and all dogs are $40 plus tax. Everything is included as with a regular adoption fee. They're spayed and neutered, microchipped, flea and tick treatment, deworming, and they're up to date on all their vaccines.
Awesome.
Perfect. Jen, maybe you should have showed up yesterday and helped Karina through Crazy Singles Day.
Yeah, I should have. And bring all my cats.
Yeah.
There it is. Get her started.
Had some wine and hung out with the cats.
There it is. Jen, as always, thanks for coming in.
I love being here every single month.
Tail Wagon Wednesday from Great Dane Trailers in Elysburg. They come in and pet the pets all the time. And our friends at Wicked Dog Grill in Sealands Grove.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, you'll get to meet Amy. And Jen, on video. And Tom's List of the Day, which,
A little boozy.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's Top List of the Day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the Goody Room.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It is. And when it comes to having a beverage, as you get older, there's certain beverages that maybe you should stay away from. Here are the top five. We'll go 5 to 1. Super sweet cocktails, too much sugar.
Especially that white wine, so go with the red. It's got too much sugar as well, and it has more antioxidants. So.
Okay, I like the antioxidant thing. Non-light beer comes in at number 3. If you're older, hey, come on, just have a light.
It's the reason it's called beer, Billy. Brandy has more cogeners than any other drink. It's a chemical produced during fermentation, so don't press your luck.
Ooh, okay.
Gives you a hangover.
And number 1, which should be obvious for anyone of any age, but straight booze. This is a tough one for Scotch drinkers out there, but straight booze.
It's like putting the wrong gas in your car.
It's like putting a stick match in the gas in your car. You just don't want to do it. And there it is, today's top list of the day.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
We'd like to wish or hope that you all had a very nice Valentine's Day. Yesterday we did the Singles Day, hoping that single people had a nice day to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Our parting shot today, all the things you shouldn't do, but just in case you broke up on Valentine's Day.
You guys are good moods. Unfortunately, I'm not with you. I just had a bad breakup. Yeah. I broke up with this girl by email. Is that a bad way to do it? Yes. I don't know what made her more mad, the fact that I did it by email or the fact that I CC'd my new girlfriend.
No!
What a jerk.
Of the breakup.
Not how you do it.
I wasn't too young either, you know? Because I don't know what they're talking about. I was in a bagel store, and this young girl was working behind the counter. Remember there's a time when somebody didn't hear what you said? They say, excuse me, or I didn't catch that. There's a new one out there. Have you heard it? I was like, yeah, do you have any onion bagels left? What happened? That does not even make sense. What happened?
¿Qué pasa?
I was like, well, I was hungry, so I came down for a bagel.
stealing it up.
This was Hubble.
He didn't date the bagel girl, did he?
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.